I'm turning 16. I'm super excited. I'll be working on my birthday, but tomorrow on Sunday, I'm having a huge sweet 16. And the thing that means the most to me about, and I'm so excited for, is my family from Texas. Probably 17 members have flown from Texas to come out here to celebrate it with me. And I think that's what's gonna make it the most special to me. I'm working on getting my permit right now because it's really hard to balance everything I'm trying to do, but I really am working and buckling down. I would like a Blackboard Escape hybrid. Something simple but cute, so. Another Cinderella story will come out September 16th, which I'm super excited for. We shot it in Vancouver, which was really nice, and it's basically not really a sequel to the last one, just another way of telling it, I guess you could say. I play a dancer in the movie, and my character Mary is a cold, you know, that's what she wants to do with her life is dance, but she's kind of shy at school, and she kind of hides behind baggy clothes, and she meets a guy at a ball. And they fall in love through dance. And we do this wonderful tango piece together. And instead of dropping a phone or a glass slipper, I drop my Zoom, which is my MP3 player. So he has to find me through music. And throughout the whole thing, it's basically just trying to find who I am and kind of see our relationship. And you see a whole character arc with my character kind of coming out of her shell and becoming who she really wants. It's a modern day Cinderella story, which is what I love about it. You know, it's got comedy, it's got romantic and dancing and everything involved.
Her music was always a focus for her, and one of her favorite bands at the time was none other than Paramore.
I'm working on my album, and basically what I want is I want it to be fun. You know, I think that I don't want people to think I'm trying to be serious and trying to, you know, be hardcore with it. I want to make music that's fun for everybody to jump around to and have fun. One of my idols is Paramore, and I definitely know I cannot touch Paramore because that's her, and I don't want to offend any Paramore fans, but I would like, she's just someone I look up to, and I would like to have that presence that she has. Hayley Williams is my idol.
Selena is a Hollywood A-lister now, but back in 2008, she was just getting her first taste of major fame, which she found bizarre at the time.
Someone once said that everybody wishes that they could be famous and have paparazzi one day. So who am I to come up and say, oh, I have it and I hate it and I don't want it? Because I used to be that way. I used to admire it and I thought that would be so exciting. So they've been very good to me and I'm good to them. So it kind of works out. And they're not bad and they're not good. So they're happy medium for me. I don't think any other 15-year-olds will be doing that. It's a little weird, I have to say, you know, just because when it comes down to it, I am only 15, and who cares what a 15-year-old is doing? But it's crazy, and it's new for me. So all of it is still very new and fresh, and it's a little overwhelming, but at the same time, I'm living my life, and I'm having fun, and they're a part of it, and I try to make the best of it.
Despite making it big, she did admit that sometimes she missed out on being a regular teenager.
Yeah, I miss, you know, the normal kind of going to high school and having a locker and going to prom, which I unfortunately won't be able to go to. And so it's kind of a bummer, but it kind of is what I have to do, the sacrifices I make. It's a little hard to do because rather than being in a class of 20, I'm by myself in a room, just a tiny room with one teacher. So it can kind of get a little aggravating after a while, but I definitely focus more by myself and I get my work done quickly. So I attempt to do my math. That is really hard. I have to say, it's not my strongest subject, but science I love, and science is something I could do for hours. You know, school is a high priority for my family and myself, so it's definitely something that's a good focus for me.